Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. A U.S. appeals court in Chicago issued that ruling Thursday. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen vows to take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. In the meantime, it's unclear when couples here will be allowed to wed. Hundreds were married during one week in June after a federal judge tossed out the ban. She later let the state enforce it while the appeals court reviewed her ruling. The Reverend Suzelle Lynch performed some of the marriages outside of courthouses. She's with Unitarian Universalist Church West in Brookfield. We caught up with her shortly after the appeals court decision became public and broke the news.
Hooray! This is fantastic! And it's also what we'd hoped for and truly what we'd expected, given that these bans have been, you know, falling like dominoes across the country. You know, we had reason to hope that ours would as well.
Tell me about your position on this issue and why it's something that you have been actively following and writing about and talking about and even appearing as the minister marrying some same-sex couples.
Our religious faith holds that all people, regardless of sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, are equally blessed and beloved in the eyes of the universe. And we have been performing same-sex marriages for decades. Indeed, for me, the very first wedding I ever conducted was for two women, back when I was a minister in training in the early 1990s.
The marriages that you have performed over the years, have those been in Wisconsin?
Some in Wisconsin, some in Washington State, California, and Texas.
So is it fair to say that when you performed those marriages, it was not a legally binding marriage?
Correct. They were what was called at the time a ceremony of union, you know, sacred in the eyes of the church, but not necessarily in the eyes of the law.
During the week when same-sex marriages were permitted briefly, back in June, how many marriages did you perform?
You know, I want to say it was 10. It was quite something because my colleague, the Reverend Lori Lobbin, and I went down to the Milwaukee County Courthouse first on Saturday, because the courthouse was open and the judges were all there ready to marry people. But on Monday, when we went to the Waukesha County Courthouse, there was no one there but us to marry people. We also went with our colleague, the Reverend Linda Hansen. So without us being there, those couples would not have been able to marry. Indeed, at that moment, the county clerk had not yet said whether they would be issuing licenses or not, but they ultimately decided that they would. So we felt really good about being there.
Have you been talking about this issue with same-sex couples in your congregation who have said, do we go ahead and have a ceremony to show our commitment to one another now, or do we put this off and wait until it is legal because we assume it will be legal?
It's mostly been wait and see. I think wait and see with hope, feeling like the ban would go down and they would then be able to marry. We also, you know, signed on to the amicus brief with the ACLU. So we felt like we were offering our support in that other significant way.
Now that we have today's ruling, are you confident that the right to marry will indeed be a permanent thing here?
My sense of what will happen is that the forces working against same-sex marriage will not ultimately succeed. And if you look at the attitudes of people, particularly younger people who are up and coming in leadership in our nation, people's attitudes about same-sex couples are just vastly more inclusive and open and affirming than they used to be.